It was just milk and sugar and butter and flour. She'd mix that up together and put it in a crust and bake
it. They're really good.
Hey, that's good.
It'd be kind of a hard, flat dough.
The crust, you'd have your pie crust, but it would be kind of a creamy filling. It just didn't have any eggs in it.
I see.
She'd put a little nutmeg in it.
Get firm enough where you just cut it out.
It would slice out like egg custard, but it wouldn't be yellow like an egg custard. It'd be a white pie.
Mm-hmm. I see. That's a new one. Poor man's pie.
Poor man's pie.
Uh-huh. And when you would use what kind of pudding, what would you pour over it?
A sauce.
Sauce. And how about freshwater fish that you'd have around here? You remember, did you use much fish?
We didn't use much fish. Maybe once a year we'd go down to the big lake, we called it, Riverwood, and fry fish. But now, I think I've heard my mother talk about, this was back in her younger days, maybe in, well, I'm the youngest one in my family. I think maybe they had two of the children. And they'd go camping down on the lake. And they'd fish and fry their fish.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as just having fish two or three times a week at home, we didn't do it.
Just didn't like it? Is that
we true? Just couldn't. We just didn't. It wasn't available.
Mm-hmm.
And it was too far to go. You just had a buggy and mules or wagon thing?
No, didn't have no fish ponds then like they do now. You'd have to maybe go down to the creek and catch some polywogs.
Yeah, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But people just didn't have time to fish like they do now. That
sure. It does take time. The polywog would be like a
small catfish.
Small
catfish. Uh-huh. And while I'm thinking about that, did you ever turn over rocks in the creek and find anything that you might eat? Like,
I haven't.
Crawdad, sound familiar?
Yeah, crawdad, or crawfish.
Crawfish.
But I never did catch any. I was too scared of the things.
I see.
I don't know.
When you go fishing, what would you use for bait?
Worms.
Red worms.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use these little fish that are small? Baby fish, tiny little
fish.
Some of them do. I never did fish much with them.
What do they call them here? Minnows? Minnies?
Minnows, uh-huh. Minnows.
Mm-hmm.
But we used, when me and my nephew would go fishing down a creek, we'd just dig us some red worms and go.
Mm-hmm. And when do you remember seafood first coming in? Must have been very rare when you were...
Oh, it was rare.
I don't even remember it.
It was after we married, I think, that,
mm-hmm.
And several years after we married. We just haven't had fresh seafood around these parts.
Mm-hmm. What would you, what do you remember of seafood?
Oysters is the first I remember.
And how about lobster?
I've never eaten a lobster.
Mm-hmm. And how about these orange things?
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten shrimp. Fried. Now, I've never tried to tackle one not fried. It looks too raw. I don't know. But it's just been in the later years that I've had a chance to even eat shrimp, fried shrimp.
Mm-hmm. The little bone that you get out of a chicken?
The pulley bone.
Pulley bone.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember anything that goes with that in mm-hmm. superstition, and what was...
You put it, if you're not married, you put it up over the door.
Was that right?
And the first young unmarried man that walks through that door is supposed to be your future husband.
I didn't know that.
Well, they do, too, take them one on one side, one on another, and pull them, and one gets the shortest piece, supposed to marry for
The shortest.
Yeah, the shortest.
The longest.
Uh-huh.
One way or the other.
Now, did you ever hear the two parts of the bone called